Thanks be to God.
Well, today, obviously, it's St. James's Day. So we want to think a little bit about lessons that we can learn from him. But first of all, I want to take you back a bit. Probably about 10 years ago, lots of people had bracelets like this. I know my children had loads of these bracelets. And I don't know if you know what all of them stand for. Some maybe are more well-known than others. So you can unmute and tell me some answers here. So first of all, the most obvious one, WWJD.
What would Jesus do?
Excellent, yes. What about the one at the bottom, push, P-U-S-H? Does anyone know that one?
Pray until something happens.
I really like that one. Then we've got frog in the middle, the frog. Does anyone know that one? Okay, that one was stood for fully reliant on God. And then the last one, which I didn't know actually, I found this one, golf. Does anybody know that one before I give you the answer? That one was God offers love and forgiveness. I was just thinking about this because I was thinking about, I find the WWJD is something that I still find quite a helpful thought for me. In different situations, I often think, what would Jesus do? How would he behave in this scenario? And today, because we're thinking about St. James, I was thinking about the fact that he was such a close friend of Jesus. He would have been able to remember what Jesus would have done. He'd have been able to learn from him. James wasn't just one of the 12 disciples. He was one of the closest friends that Jesus had. And as we've learned from our gospel readings that Kathy's just read, he spent time with just a few other disciples at times when there weren't others around. So the Transfiguration, he was there just with Peter and John. And then in that other passage with the addition of Andrew. And as Christians, we are trying to become more like Jesus, to show the same qualities and ways of dealing with things that he did. But we don't have the benefit of having sat with him and listened to him like James did. It's impossible to know what James experienced, but it's really clear from what we do know about him that he was completely committed to Jesus and he followed his commission once Jesus ascended back into heaven. We know that Jesus' last words to the disciples were to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And James acted on these words. He traveled to Spain to spread the gospel. And it was when he returned to Jerusalem that he was arrested by Herod Agrippa and then killed by him. I think he was very threatened by the spread of Christianity. But James set such a good example. He was both someone who sat at Jesus' feet, spending time with him, listening and learning, but also someone who acted on what he heard from Jesus, who went out and spread the gospel just as Jesus had asked, teaching others to convey everything that I have commanded. So let's think about ourselves. What can we learn? First of all, sitting at Jesus' feet, taking time to learn from him and from his word. In recent months, we've all been reading together the book of Acts, and now we've moved on to reading some of Paul's letters together. And several people have commented to me on the insights that they've learned from reading the Bible in this way. And also, we've had some really good discussions in our home groups. We've been studying Acts in both of our home groups as well. And I think it's really helped us to think a lot more as we've talked about what we've learned in there and what we've read during the week. If you haven't joined a home group and you're interested, we're taking a break over the summer, but we're starting again in September. So if it was something you thought about but hadn't had time or weren't quite sure about, do talk to anybody who has joined a group, because I think we've all found it really helpful to be able to spend that time together, both getting to know each other, but also talking about things in this way. So if you're interested, talk to myself or to Michelle or Liz. We'd love to hear from you. we don't have the benefit of physically seeing Jesus like James did, or hearing from him, but we can read the Gospels and the accounts of the early church and learn so much from them. And I'm sure that when James was ministering in Spain and talking to people, he would remember the sights that he saw, like the Transfiguration that we've heard about today, and the things that he heard Jesus say. We only have some snippets of conversations, but it's very clear from what we heard today in our Gospel reading that James and the other disciples would really sit and question Jesus afterwards about the things he taught and the things that they saw when they were with him. In our reading from Ephesians 4 that Kathy brought to us today, Paul is reminding his readers to follow the example of Jesus by leaving their old ways behind. He says in verse 20, "That, however, is not the way of life that you have learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus." He goes on in this passage to set out the ways in which the Ephesians should be living as Christians. They should stop lying, stealing, slandering one another, stop flying into angry rages. Instead, they should be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. These are such simple but key lessons for us. It's all about looking outwards to others with love, kindness, and compassion. Looking for the best in others, being quick to forgive, so that we can be those who live God's love, as we're saying in our mission statement. James learnt from spending time with Jesus, and we too need to learn by spending that time with him. But for us, it's not physically sitting at his feet. It's more spending time with him in prayer, in reading our Bibles, in discussing together, and from having the Holy Spirit guiding and directing us. And secondly, James acted on what Jesus said. He was someone who went out and spread the gospel, journeying to Spain to do this. As we've seen in our reading in Acts, he was there with the other disciples at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down and about 3,000 people became Christians. And we know that after that, the disciples gathered together and they prayed for boldness to go out and spread the gospel. And then they stepped out into that commission that Jesus had given them, going out to all of the known world. But what about us? How good are we at talking about our faith, telling others what we believe, or what motivates us to do the things that we do? It's not easy to talk about our faith. I don't find it easy. It feels personal, and maybe sometimes it can even feel kind of private. But that commission from Jesus wasn't just for the first disciples. It was for us. It was for all disciples, and that includes us. So I think that we need to be constantly praying for boldness in the same way that those early believers did. I'm not great at arguing on my feet. When people ask me a question, I find that a bit difficult. But what I've learned is that people are generally really respectful if they ask me a question. And if I just talk about my own experience of God, the ways that I've seen him moving in my life or in the lives of those I've known, or the answers to prayer that I've known, I think those things speak so much to people. I'm not imposing on people if I do that. I'm just talking about my own experience. And I think people then start to question for themselves and want to know more about Jesus. And one thing that's really helpful is having stories of what we've seen God do in our lives. I've really enjoyed, since we've been doing our Zoom services, our thank you time that we have at the beginning of being thankful. And I'd really love to continue that in the months to come. But as well as just saying things we're thankful for, I'd love for us to be able to tell each other of answers to prayer in that time. Times when we've really known that we've felt God at work in our lives, or we've seen him at work in the lives of others. Because that way we can then all have stories to share. When people ask us a question, we can say, "Oh, but there was this answer to prayer that came up in our service the other day." And it just really helps us with that. So in the weeks ahead, if you're aware of God doing something, when we have our thankful time, then do be bringing those to us. So today, as we remember St. James, after whom our church is named, I would like to pray for us to follow the example that he set. So let's pray now. Dear Lord, we thank you for St. James. We thank you for the example that he was to us and still is to us in his commitment to you and to your word. I pray that you would help us to spend time with you in prayer, in reading our Bibles, and in listening. And we ask that you would speak to us as we do. We want to know you more and to follow your example of showing love and compassion to all. We also want to be bold, like St. James was, in talking about our faith to others that we meet. Please prompt us to do this in the coming week and give us courage and the words to talk about what our faith means to us. Amen.
Amen.